MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, April 11, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Today's headlines, another storm headed to the North Shore tomorrow. Peabody's Ann Manning Martin will be running for Governor's Council and Student Government Day in Lynn.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, the Red Sox drop another one at Fenway, and we'll have some other local sports updates as well. Rick?
All right, thank you, Bill. Rain, mid-50s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 2:07 p.m. Peabody City Councilor-at-Large Ann Manning Martin is running for the 5th District seat on the Governor's Council. Caroline Enos reports in today's Salem News that Manning Martin is a Republican and has been serving in elected office in Peabody for over 25 years. First as a member of the school committee, and then as a city councilor since 2008. With the rain and wind that's expected on Friday, once again in our area, the city of Salem is warning residents about potential flooding in low-lying areas. The area is expecting an astronomically high tide, and Mayor Dominic Pangelo told Dustin Luca of the Salem News, "We're anticipating conditions that in the past have led to flooding and coastal storm surge in certain areas." The city of Lynn held its Student Government Day earlier this week at City Hall. This is Lynn School Committee member Brian Castellanos.
What's important about Student Government Day is the opportunity to learn a vision of government that is student voice focused. Because I think as elected officials, it's our duty and obligation to activate youth voices at the table of policy decision making. So we like to hear from students, staff, and to see how we can all partner up together to achieve our vision as, you know, student success. We want our students to be successful and to be able to understand government.
Castellanos adds that making connections with students is important for the community.
It's so important for students to be able to see these type of opportunities because these are our future leaders, and to learn from, as a first generation low income student myself at Lynn English, like, I had opportunities to learn public service from mentors, and I think these opportunities allow us to network with younger folks who...
That's Lynn School Committee member Brian Castellanos. Highlights on Student Government Day can be viewed at LynnTV.org. State House reporter Christian Wade is reporting that more money for public transportation, education, housing, and workforce development are among the highlights of the House of Representatives' version of next year's state budget, which was rolled out Wednesday. The $57.9 billion House budget, which is about $150 million more than Governor Maura Healey's preliminary budget, boosts local aid in the fiscal year that begins on July 1 to more than $1.25 billion. It also calls for spending $6.86 billion on Chapter 70 school aid, also an increase over the current fiscal year. Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga announced earlier this week that three top officials at the Harbor Master's office are no longer employed by the city. Without explanation to the public, the mayor announced that former Gloucester Police Chief John McCarthy has been named interim Harbor Master. In an interview with MSO News, Gloucester City Councilor-at-Large Jeff Worthley reacted to the mayor's press release.
I would say that the brouhaha that you're referencing is not coming from the Harbor Master's office, but the brouhaha is coming from the mayor's office, right? They made a decision to make a lot of changes with the staff at the Harbor Master's office, and we have very little information about why. On one hand, we've got to trust and respect personnel rules and laws around that, but the public deserves transparency, and there has been a tremendous lack of that in this case. So I can tell you as just one counselor, and I'm certain there's other counselors feel the same way, we're all in the dark about what's happened at the Harbor Master's office and the mayor's office. It's a real travesty for a couple reasons. One, the Harbor Master's office would probably be in the top two or three most efficiently run offices in the city. They've got such well-regarded awards for, I think it's the Elite Fleet Award that puts us in the top 3% of harbors in terms of being accessible and welcoming to the public. They've always run their budget very tightly. It's just, they really do remarkable work. And I think also, you know, they work with the Sea Scouts, and they work with the Chamber of Commerce, and they work with the Coast Guard and the DPW and the Fire Department and the Police Department. They've really transformed that department around over the last 7 or 8 years. So that's part of it. The other part is, what's the role of the city council? So, you know, everyone thinks the city council is nine mayors. We're not. We're the legislative side. We approve the budget. We pass laws. There is a provision in the charter that allows the council to do our own investigations, and I don't know if that's the next step. It probably isn't. We're going to have to wait and see what the next step is. I understand they're bringing on interim harbor master, John McCarthy. Very credentialed. He spent a lot of time serving the city, and he's going to do the best he can over the next, I don't know, period of time. They will be advertising, I think, for a different person to have that position eventually. But it's a real mess, and it's really unfortunate.
That's Gloucester City Councilor Jeff Worthley. That complete interview can be heard on North Shore Today Extra. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox have now lost two straight at Fenway Park. Here's baseball insider Andy Carbone.
Yeah, things haven't been so good for the Red Sox since returning to Fenway. Last night, the Sox lost 7-5 to the Orioles. Sox blowing a 5-0 lead heading into the sixth inning. Cutter Crawford got the start last night for the Sox through five scoreless before handing the game over to the bullpen. Tonight, Sox and Orioles wrap up this three-game series. First pitch coming away at 7:10. Garrett Whitlock will be on the mound. Sox now 7-5 on the season. Third place in the AL East, 2.5 games behind the first place Yankees.
Thanks, Andy. The Bruins and Celtics were both off last night. The Celtics host the Knicks tonight while the Bruins play at Pittsburgh Saturday night. The Salem News Sports Department printed their winter swimming all-stars in today's paper. The swimmer of the year is the Prep's Matthew Church. In high school baseball yesterday, Xaverian over the Prep 5-2, Beverly 5, Salem 1, Swampscott 8, Gloucester 3, Masco blanked Saugus 3-0, Winthrop over Danvers 9-4, St. Mary's blanked Fenwick 5-0, and Manchester Essex top Hamilton Wenham 6-1. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only daily news and sports podcast. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Thursday.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
This is MSO News. I'm Rick Moore. We're talking now with Gloucester City Councilor at Large and former student of mine, Jeff Worthley. And Jeff, welcome to MSO.
Hello, Rick. It's such a pleasure to be on your show. I'm a big fan of yours. And as you know, you're responsible for me because you taught me many years ago I think we had algebra and trigonometry, actually, back in high school.
That was a long time ago, Counselor. Yes, friend of the family, name well-known in Gloucester and so on, and serving the city, ran for mayor in your second term now as city councilor. And Jeff, I want to start with this most recent, I don't know what to call it, brouhaha, I guess, coming out of the harbor master's office. And we got an unusual press release, I think it was yesterday or the day before, from the mayor's office saying that the harbor master's office was getting an interim harbor master. And then the Times, of course, has a follow-up today on all kinds of stuff going on. It's very confusing to me as a resident of Gloucester and Cape Ann as to what's going on. But what's your take on all of this, and what's the role of the city council with respect to what's going on?
Thank you, Rick. There's two parts to your question. I would say that the brouhaha that you're referencing is not coming from the harbormaster's office, but the brouhaha is coming from the mayor's office, right? They made a decision to make a lot of changes with the staff at the harbormaster's office, and we have very little information about why. On one hand, we've got to trust and respect personnel rules and laws around that. But the public deserves transparency, and there has been a tremendous lack of that in this case. So I can tell you as just one counselor, and I'm certain there's other counselors who feel the same way, we're all in the dark about what's happened at the Harbor Master's office and the mayor's office. It's a real travesty for a couple reasons. One, the Harbor Master's office would probably be in the top two or three most efficiently run offices in the city. They've got such well-regarded awards for, I think it's the Elite Fleet Award that puts us in the top 3% of harbors in terms of being accessible and welcoming to the public. They've always run their budget very tightly. It's just, they really do remarkable work. And I think also, you know, they work with the Sea Scouts, and they work with the Chamber of Commerce, and they work with the Coast Guard and the DPW and the Fire Department and the Police Department. They've really transformed that department around over the last 7 or 8 years. So that's part of it. The other part is, what's the role of the city council? So, you know, everyone thinks the city council is 9 mayors. We're not. We're the legislative side. We approve the budget. We pass laws. There is a provision in the charter that allows the council to do our own investigations, and I don't know if that's the next step. It probably isn't. We're going to have to wait and see what the next step is. I understand they're bringing on interim harbor master, John McCarthy, very credentialed. He spent a lot of time serving the city, and he's going to do the best he can over the next, I don't know, period of time. They will be advertising, I think, for a different person to have that position eventually. But it's a real mess, and it's really unfortunate.
Jeff, this is the second time in the last, 5 or 6 years that there has been conflict between the mayor's office and the harbor master's office. And I know this is a loaded question, but do you foresee legal struggles coming up?
Well, so they're very separate issues, different mayors and different issues. One was a constitutional question about, you know, freedom of expression. Can the harbor master express his opinion separately from his role as a harbor master in a case for as an expert witness? And that was a question that took legal action. That didn't cost the city money. It's unfortunate that it created such turmoil, but he had a right to do what he did. This is a different issue. I don't know. Again, we haven't received any information, but I just hope that the city of Gloucester dotted its I's and crossed its T's, because otherwise, again, a case of maybe wrongful termination or, I don't know. I don't even know where it's going to go.
Okay. Well, no, as I said, it was a loaded question. It's unfair at this stage because, you know, it's so brand new. But let me ask you another question regarding city government. Is in this kind of a situation, and I'm not sure there's been a precedent like this that I've seen, is the mayor's office required to give the city council more information on what happened, you know, in terms of, the history of the event or anything like that? Or is this strictly within the mayor's purview to just say, goodbye, I want to hire someone new?
So I hate to say there's more answers than one to your question. It depends on what level the city council takes it. So if we were just in our day-to-day operation as a city council, we're informed, you know, we're told this is what happened, the mayor has the authority to do that. The council does have investigative authority given to it in the charter to call any member of the staff or board member to the council. We have subpoena power if we want to use it. Now, honestly, in the 26 years I've been paying attention to City of Gloucester stuff, it's never been used. I don't know, and I've done some research. I'm trying to find out, but I don't know if it's ever been used in the, 50 years we've had this charter.
Mm-hmm.
So but our founding fathers put the checks and balances responsibility with the city council. And the mayor, in his press release, called for an audit. The charter gives audit authority to the city council. So maybe he's calling on us to conduct an audit. Every department is supposed to be audited every 8 years. Ironically, the last audit was done 8 years ago was the harbor master's office. So this, 30 other departments that could be audited since then, we haven't done as a council because we need to get funding to do that. Funding comes from the administration. I don't know where this ends up going. I'm just going to, do the best thing I can with the information I have when we get it. But we've definitely been kept in the dark on this.
Let's switch gears if we could. Jeff, would you like to mention anything ongoing with respect to either the city council in general or your committee work in particular.
Yeah, thanks, Rick. So I enjoy working with the city council, and I enjoy working with the peers, and we don't always agree, but I can say for sure this council, and the last one too, but this one is really good at agreeing to disagree respectfully, doing our business, whatever that might be, and moving on to the next issue, and coming at this with respect to residents, business owners, and to one another. So that's a positive move. I'm really happy with that. We're coming into the budget cycle. The mayor proposes a budget. The city council takes it, and then I'm on the budget and finance committee, and we review it for about 3 months. It's a $150, $160 million operation. There's a lot to review. And once the mayor gets that, we will have that to look through, and it will be a tedious but very thoughtful process.
All right. Anything else you'd like to mention, Jeff?
No, I mean, life's good. My kids are doing great. My son's 14, and he's a freshman at Gloucester High School, and he's class president, following his father's footsteps, I guess. My daughter was the lead in the musical at O'Malley School last month. So life is good.
Well,
I really appreciate you having me on your show.
Congratulations on that, Jeff, and my respect to you and all your family. It's a great group over there. Haven't seen Mom and Dad in a while, but I hope they're okay.
Mom and Dad keep themselves a little bit, but they're lovely. They're awesome.
Yes.
Thank you again, Rick. I appreciate you.
All right. That's Jeff Worthley, City Councilor at Large in Gloucester with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.